Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Rishon, the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting the fifth line from the top. The work says Shamnum, which means the oil of Goyim, was Osir. So, well, me Osir the Shemin. Who's the one who said that Shemin is Osir? Rav Yudah Amar, Daniel Osir is Hashemin. Daniel is the one who said that Shemin is Osir. It says in the Pasuk, Daniel, Vayosim, Daniel, Aliboy, Ashelo Yisgael, meaning he won't get dirty, Bipas Baga Melech, that's the name of the bread of the king, Ubiyan Mishtav, Mishtav is Loshon Rabim, which means the wine and the oil. And according to this, it's Vidat, one of the Yutches Dover, one of the Yutches Zerus that were done later, it's already Daniel that said that did it. Rav Acher of Tanchum Baruch Yehu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan V'Yisda Amr Lo B'Shem Rishum and Levi, Shayu Oilim Olov La'ar Melech V'Nei Rogim Olov. Meaning it's not Daniel, it's Yutches Dover. It's one of the 18 Zeris that we mentioned over here. And the reason why they asked it is because people would go to the Goyim to buy the oil and the Goyim would kill them. So they said, don't get close to the Goyim. Umi Tiroi, who's the one who said that it's Mutter? Rebbe Ubeis Dino Yitiru B'Shemin. It's Rebbe, who's Rebbe over here? Not the Rebbe that's the one who wrote the Mishnah. But it's Rebbe Yudah Anasi, who was the grandson of Rebbe. He came in a later generation and he was Matir the Shemin. There's three places that we call him Rabbi Seinu, which means we said Rabbi Seinu allowed it. Rabbi Seinu did rely on it. In three places, Rabbi Yudah Anasi, the grandson of Rebbe, and we mention him as Rabbi Seinu. Begitin ubeshemen ubesandol. Gitin refers to someone who gave a get and said, I won't come back in 12 months. So then the get is a get. And he died in between, so the get is not a get, because the get's supposed to happen only after 12 months. He's not alive anymore. Came Rabbi Danosi and said, no, Zman Rishul Shtar Mochiach Alov. Because there's a date on the shtar, on the get, as if he said, from this day, the get will be chal. The get won't happen after 12 months. It's going to happen from the day that I'm giving the get. Shemin is what we said over here, that Rabbi Danosi allowed the oil. And sandal is a Maseches Nido, it says, I'm a pelis sandal or shilia. Sandal is a certain shape of the fetus. If she gives a miscarriage of this shape, so then she still has to be tmeo as if she gave birth. Kimabri Denosia says, only when there's tzura sapartsuf, only when there's actual face on that fetus. So the more of a karuloi beizdin shario. They called him the beizdin, which is matir, which is the one who's more lenient. She called Beisdin Shumivata Shloisha Dvorim when he cared Beisdin Shayo. A Beisdin who cancels three Xeris is called Beisdin Shayo. Omar Yudah Rabbi Shmuel, Beisdin Noi Choluk Olov Begitin. The Beisdin of Yudah Nasi, did not agree with him regarding Gitin. That's one thing they argued in him. Rabbi Yochanan Bagi, we can't today, didn't we learn? Shein Beisdin Yichol Evatel, Tivri Beisdin Chaveiro, Ache Godel Meno, Bechochmo Veminyan? But didn't we learn that one Beis Din cannot cancel the previous Beis Din unless it's greater than him in Chochmah and in Minyan, in wisdom and in the count. So if so, Rebbe u'Beis Dinoi, how could there be Matirim Asha'osa Daniel v'Chavruosoi? They're not a greater Beis Din than Daniel. Says the more Rabbi Yochanan Kedaiti, Rabbi Yochanan goes l'shitosoi. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan l'shitosoi has an answer. The what? Umar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem ablozer v'atzodoik, Rechonot said the name of Blas Batzadok, Mekubalani, she called Gzeiro, she based in Goizrim al Tzibur. Any Gzeiro with a based in put it on the Tzibur. For the Kiblu of a Tzibur alem, the Tzibur did not accept it, ain't no Gzeiro. It's not a good Gzeiro. This Gzeiro is bottle. Ubotku motzu Gzeiro shall shemin for the Kiblu of a Tzibur alem. They checked the Gzeiro of the oil, and most of the Tzibur did not accept it, and therefore came Rida Nasi and cancelled it. So when Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Amarto nochas l'netziv, he went to this place. Ashkar Rav Smaloi Adroimi, he sees Rav Smaloi Adroimi, Yossi Vidorish, sitting down and darshaning, Rabbi Ubeis Dino Yitiru B'Shemin. The Rabbi and his Beis Din allowed the oil. Shmuel kibo lai v'ochol. So Shmuel heard that, and he said, okay, so I'm going to eat, I'm going to enjoy the oil of a goy. Rav lo yachol, Rav did not accept it. Only Shmuel echoy, they should eat. To look at an exiv aloch, zoke mame. If now I'm going to write you that you zoke mame, you're going against the head there, that the base there, you read the Anasi set. It's similar to Zokin Mamre, who's arguing in Sanhedrin Beis Hamikdash. Omer Lei tells him, Rav, Adano Tamon, when I was there, Ani Yodo Man Irale, I know who's the one who was Mefarsim, who told everybody that the Gzeir is Batel. So Asmanaya joined me. If Asmanaya joined me, I could argue with him. It's not like going against Sanhedrin. I could go against him. So the more Omer Lei, so told him Shmuel, Ma'o Marle B'Shem Garmei, did he say it on his own? Loi B'Shem Rebbe Medino, he didn't say it on his own. He didn't say it's his own Svaro. He said the name of Rebbe. So Shmuel basically forced Rav, and he also went and ate and used the oil of the goy. Continues the word says, "But Yisayim, their daughter is Zosur." So what do you mean? Omer Ablozer b'Shiva mekoyim uskiv loyishchat and bom. It says seven places in the Torah not to marry the goyim. It's Eisur deraisa. So what do you mean? It's one of the gzeiros. Omer of Avin Lusa Shiva Amamin. What it says in the Torah is only the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael. They're Zosur. But what the Gzeir of Chachamim is, to be Yisrael, all the other nations as well. Tanya Bishua Unyo Losar is Beitzeim. What it means that they're answering the Beitzeim doesn't mean the actual daughters. It means the eggs of the Goyim. And the Gemara brings a rat to that, because Tanya Bishmuel Ves Basayano, when the Pasuk says Basayano, what's Basayano mean? Zo Beitzas HaNeomis, is the egg of the Neomis. So you see, an egg is called Bas. So Chaim says, "Mnoiseim asuris" means their eggs are asuris, because maybe an egg tomage got mixed up in these eggs. So the Moshiach Vazaron says that that's also by a goy, the semen. Didn't we learn that shechazar of a goy is tar? Rabbanu not answer the shechazar shagoy. Only meraglaim, only the urine, in order to differentiate a goy from a Yisrael. Says the Gemara, the reason why it's also Shiyif Shal Shivazer that says believe me, Miraglaim. You're right. Semen itself, the Shivazer itself is not Osir. But usually Shivazer has mixed in it, Miraglaim has urine in it, and therefore it's Tome. But if it's dried out and we know that there's no urine in it, it won't be Tome als Shivazer. So the Gemara with Beis continues to quote the Gzeirus Valhilchos Balkari. The Allah is the Nugia to Balkari. The Balkari is not allowed to learn, not allowed to daven. If he's a Balkari. Similar, Abba Barachu B'Shem Rebbe, Shoyne Alochos, Reinu Shoyne Agodas. He can learn the Alochas that he knows well, but he should not learn Agodas. The Prim Moshe explained, when you learn Agodas, it's Moshe Ches 11, and he could have come to learn much more. Ritari B'Shab Yosi, Shoyne Alochas, Regilius. He can learn the Alochas that he knows well, well, actually, at Tzias B'Shnosoi. He should not go to learn B'Iyu in the Mishnah. So what he's not to do is say the names of Hashem, but he can learn other things. So the Gemara Hichos Eretz Ha'amin, that when you go to Chutz Eretz, there's a tumul. They're the ones that are going there, Eretz Ha'amin, not the Nixeris of Shammai and Hillel. V'akli Yischuch is also going there on glass that gets tumul. Now the Gemara, by the way, mentions all the gzeiros that we have. If you know my Avidu ben Taboy, you're going to say that Avidu Taboy said the following gzeiro. What do they say? Because your tuma claim atochas, they said that metal gets tuma, meaning even after they break, they get tuma. Heal of Shama goes well taras yadayim. They have to wash hands. So what do you see from here? The entire list that we had till now wasn't Shama and Hillel, and we mentioned there it's Amin was a gzeiro of Shama and Hillel. Says the Gemara of Yisabah, Aboy Mishab Levi, Kachoyso Alocha Biyodom Veshachechua. There was Alocha there at Tzami as Tumo, but they forgot about it. Vondu Hashnim Viskimu Aldas Rishonim. Came the next generation, Shammai and Hillel, and the regards of the Gzeira again, like the Rishonim. Lamdecho Shekoldover Shenoistim Beisim Nafshon Olov. Anything that they're Moise Nefesh, to try their best to get to it, Soifil Iskai Biyodom. So in Mikayim, we know that they're Moise Nefesh in this case of the Gzeiris. And that's why it's Mekuyim based on them, even though it was not Mekuyim based on the original generations. K'moshe demar l'moshe b'sinai, like it was by Moshe and Sinai. V'asya kai demar Ramonas, like Ramona said, ki loy davar reku mikim. It's not empty from you, so you darshan. V'im davar reku mikim. If it is empty, it's because of you. Lamu sheinatem yegein bo. You didn't put enough effort to learn. If you do effort, you would get it. When it's your life, you put the effort, you toil in it, then it becomes your life. So the Gemara now addresses what we said before, the one basin can cancel the previous basin. It says the Gemara, only the 18 gzeris we mentioned over here. All the gzeris Filu kata mevatel, even a small basic mevatel. His sivun to the ass, the reshvis, harei chutzah shvuneser dover, for Abiyochin makshelo. Regarding Shemitah, which is not one of the gzeros of the 18 dover, and still Abiyochin was bothered, how does a basic mevatel, the previous basic? And the more explains, Rav Krispedo, Bishar Abiyochinon, so in Shemitah we learn that there's two prokim that were used before Shemitah, the produce, meaning Shemitah starts Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbanu regards there that their halavon, meaning a grain field, is also from Pesach, and their ilon is from Shmos. And they're matter these two prokim. So it says the Gemara, and according to the gifts of Rav Chaim, is, and didn't we learn that one basin can't count some previous basin? At least it's unless it's greater than him and chokhmo and in count. So you see from here that even more, even outside of the 18 zeros, we still can't mevatel something of a greater basin. So Zigmar another gear. So also have avoin your view the shmuel, loishano chutzishwanasra. Only outside of the 18 dover, then one basin cannot be mevatel the other basin and can go to him in a bechokhmo minyan. But if within 18 dover, I feel a godol, even if it's great, because there were moiser nefesh on the yischez dover, the shaman would mamash killing ilah, not letting him to go in, so the serious nefesh, so that's why these gzeris, nobody can mevatel it, even a greater basin in a later generation. So the more ma'amano, lo mistabro deloi, or ilvu oines bato, says the opposite makes sense. The Yudchez Dover, the way they were forced to do it, it was a mysterious nefesh, and it was killing the Hillel people, not allowing to come in. So then, this is easy to cancel it, because they didn't accept it willingly. Says the word of Yudal and Udalif, another problem I have with what we just said. His Sivan Ari Shemin Ari B'Toch Shmon Ezer Dover, right? The Shemin is one of the 18 Zeris. And again, using Rav Chaim, V'Rabbi Yochanan and Mak Shiloh, we saw in the previous daf, that Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi, but they didn't know, how can they cancel oil? They're not as great. Mashallah, if they were as great, they would be able to cancel it. You just set a rule that anything within the 18 Zeris, even a greater basic, cannot cancel. Says the word, that's not a question. Why? Rav Kahana, Breit, Rav Chiyo, Barabo, Rav Achamati, Rav Shemirchon, said, name Rav Yochanan, Shemin Bitle Mevutu. Part of the Zeris of Shemin was that whenever they want to cancel, they're able to cancel it. The original Zeris had a cancellation clause in it. Says the more says another thing that you can cancel. It says chamesh chatois mesus. It's five chatois that die. Which are the five chatois? Vlad chatos, an animal that was born from a chatos. Tumuras chatos, meaning there was exchange for a chatos. Chatos shemesu ba'alea, the owners died. Sheov reshnasa, that's too old. Vesheov dovenimtses ba'al's mum, and she was got lost and it was found with a mum. These are five chatois that you have to kill. Says the Gemara, "Otsu based in levatam levatam." If the basin want to cancel, they're allowed to cancel it. Says the Gemara, "Omer avchia barado ado deatoma." What you said, he can cancel. Shelo yitchu lemiso fiyiplu endova. Don't kill them. Just wait for them to get a mum, and then sell them, and with the money you give to base amikdash. Avli karvul give on mizbech in chatas mesa krevo. To put on the mizbech, he can't do that because the chatas mesa chatas that we said in one of these five chatois midur rice you can't put on the mizbech. So the Gemara is saying, the Rabbanon is that you have to kill the animal. That the Kohen the Rabbanon, another basic in Mevatel, and say that you don't have to kill the animal, you can allow it to sell it and take the money and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. But to put the actual Behem on the Mizbeach, that's a Deraiso, that you cannot cancel. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel.